Every month inside of our Proof to Product Labs program, I host a group coaching call where members can submit their questions and I spend an hour answering as many as I can. It's kind of rapid fire, but we do dive deep and I give everyone solutions, resources, and tools to tackle these problems that they're facing. And these calls are one of my favorite things that we do in labs because if one person has that question, usually multiple people have the same question. And in addition to getting my feedback, our members do an excellent job of supporting each other on these calls. They provide ideas, solutions, and resources to each other in the chat. And it really just helps everyone not feel so alone, which is amazing. So today we're talking about feeling overwhelmed in our business. And this is a question that came through our labs group coaching call. We're going to talk about how to decide where to focus your time, energy, and effort, and also how to identify areas where we can delegate responsibilities within our business. Now, today's episode is brought to you by our Deciding What to Delegate in Three Simple Steps. This is a free on-demand masterclass that will teach you how to quickly and easily hone in on tasks that you can delegate to somebody else within your business. This class is housed in our resource library, and you can gain access to that at prooftoproduct.com/resources. Again, that's prooftoproduct.com/resources. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. I'm on a mission to empower product-based business owners to confidently grow their revenue in their own way and at their own pace. Here at Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies, find inspiration, and action steps to help you start, streamline, and scale your product-based business. So grab your favorite notebook to take notes and let's get started. All right, so today's question comes from Labs member Jennifer. She's feeling overwhelmed in her business and trying to figure out what to delegate. So here's what she says. Hey, Katie, I have followed the online trainings here in Labs for building my dream team. You suggest tracking time to see how and what I should be delegating. When I'm busy, like I am now, working on product development, I tend to drop everything else. I haven't been on Instagram for over a month, my emails have been scarce, and I haven't touched my bank statements. If I follow the steps you suggest and track my time, tracking would show that I spend all of my time on product development. I feel like I could add several team members, but I'm afraid of adding to my expenses, and I'm also overwhelmed by the time it would take to train someone. I'm worried that it just wouldn't pay off. I don't know where to start. Can you help me figure this out? First off, Jennifer, I'm sorry that you've been underwater lately. I know that many in our labs community resonate with this push-pull that you're feeling, and I know that it's a busy time for you, that your hands are full with all the day-to-day tasks that you need to be completed in your business, but then we layer in all of these seasonal type things or special projects like new product development and then your sales and marketing for these new products. So I know that that's overwhelming. I want us to look at your scenario, your situation from two different angles, what's best for the business and what the business needs, and then what you personally need. So first, let's take a look at what the business needs. When you as a CEO get busy and you're working deeply within one area of your business, like you are now with product development, I want you to consider what other aspects of your business are not getting the attention that they need. You know, what projects are important to the success of the business and need to be prioritized even if you are not the one completing those tasks. Now, you mentioned that right now you're working on product development and it sounds like marketing and finances have taken a back seat. We know that understanding our numbers as an entrepreneur and having up-to-date financial records helps us make better, more informed decisions within our business. So I do think it's time for you to hire a bookkeeper. This can be a contract position where you do not need to provide training or onboarding. I know those two things were of concern to you. And most bookkeepers charge a flat fee each month, which enables you to easily budget. So you know exactly what you'll be paying each month. It's not a surprise. Hiring out your bookkeeping will also ensure that you have up-to-date profit and loss statements for your business, and you can ask that these be done on either a monthly basis or a quarterly basis. It just kind of depends on what you prefer. But this means that you can be more thoughtful and strategic with your decision-making. You can look at your numbers and lean on those as data points when you're choosing what to invest in your business. Finding a bookkeeper will take a bit of time, but definitely lean on our Labs community for recommendations on who we all use and love. We've got lots of recommendations within our community. Now, you also mentioned that marketing is a current challenge in that you haven't sent emails or posted on social media for a while. We know that when our brand is more visible to our customers, our sales volume and our frequency will increase. But it is also impossible for us to do all of the things within our business all of the time. We can't be doing everything at the same time. So maybe it's time for you to hire a copywriter who can work on project-based work and they can tackle one project at a time. I personally would start first with your email welcome sequence if you do not currently have one. And then I would have them write your ongoing monthly marketing emails for you. Once you have that welcome email sequence in place and some of these monthly marketing emails in place, I would then spend time repurposing that content into social media captions that can be scheduled out. So depending on your capacity and your budget, you could either rewrite those emails into social captions and pull snippets from the emails, or you could hire that same copywriter to repurpose the content for you. They may even be able to do it when they're writing the emails. You just would need to put that in the scope of the project. Again, this role could be a contractor, which would not require ongoing training time for you, and you could discuss fees for each project based on what deliverables you want. So you would know what you're spending on that project before you sign a contract and agree to anything. So in this first scenario, we're looking at what the business needs, we're prioritizing the tasks that will have the biggest impact, and then we're finding someone to help on a project basis. And this is solving two of the problems that you mentioned. We're not having to worry about ongoing training or team management, and we know from a financial standpoint what we will be spending. With these types of roles, we can clearly articulate specific deadlines, we can talk about deliverables and what we'll get. And we'll also clearly know what a successful outcome looks like. So, for example, are we getting our profit and loss statements on a monthly basis as promised? Do we have a welcome set of emails that will nurture and convert email subscribers into customers? We're going to articulate some of these outcomes that we want to achieve when we're setting up the contract with these contractors. The second point of view for determining how to delegate and how to reduce overwhelm that I want to discuss here centers around your needs and your capacity as the CEO. We have all been in situations where we looked at our to-do list and we thought, no one else can complete these tasks. Or maybe you thought to yourself, these are things that only I can do. If you are feeling this, you know that you are not alone because I believe all of us have been in this boat. And sometimes this is true. Sometimes we are the only one that can complete a project. But a lot of the time, we are so deeply rooted in the tasks of our business that we can't imagine delegating entire projects or singular pieces of that project to someone else. And this is a mindset hurdle that we need to overcome as entrepreneurs. So for example, you are likely the one that can dream up new product ideas or create the mock-up for the product. Now, I disagree with this, but for purposes of this example, we're going to say that you are the only one that can create and implement new product ideas for your brand. But let's extrapolate this. What about that product once it's designed? What happens then? What are the next steps in your workflow and what can be delegated there? So someone else can design the packaging. Someone could order packaging supplies, submit your order to the manufacturer for production. Someone could do quality checks when the product arrives. Someone can post those products to your website. They can fulfill and ship orders. You see where I'm going with this, right? There's pieces of product development that can absolutely be delegated to someone else. So although product development may be one line item on our to-do list, it's actually made up of many steps. Jennifer, that you could seek help with. Now, I'm not trying to pick on you at all. We have all been there again. But my point here is to showcase that sometimes we get into our own way and we hold on to things that we could delegate to others. And we need to shift our mindset and perhaps think about the smaller pieces of the larger task in order to make it easier or even just more comfortable for us to delegate that piece. Now, this support role that we just discussed for product development would most likely be a part-time employee. It would be someone that is either a studio assistant or a production assistant. And it would require training, managing, and mentoring on your part to ensure that everything is done on time to your standards and following your workflows. But if you're looking for a sample job description for a production assistant, we also have customer support and wholesale manager job descriptions. We have these examples inside of our Labs community. So be sure to check the resources and tools section and download the workbook on building your dream team. We've also had some really great discussions about compensation for these types of roles within the Labs community. So feel free to bump any of those threads if you want more feedback. So to kind of wrap this up, based on everything that you have shared with me, Jennifer, I want you to focus on bringing in help in strategic areas that won't require a lot of time, energy, or a large hiring budget. I would start with project-based work or specific tasks that you know the business needs to sustain and grow its revenue. And given your specific situation, I would start with hiring a bookkeeper and then a copywriter or someone who can help with the marketing. And then the bookkeeper will be someone that provides ongoing support in your business, but the marketing help will be for singular projects that will yield long-term results and help you create a strong customer experience with both new and existing customers. So what I love about that project is you're going to hire somebody once, they're going to do the work, and that work is going to continue giving and supporting your business for years to come. And if those two roles don't provide you with enough capacity to tackle the rest of your to-do list with ease, then it may be time to consider a studio assistant or a production assistant to help with a wider range of tasks and projects within your business. All right, I hope this was helpful for you, Jennifer, and to anyone else listening who's kind of grappling with what they should delegate and where they should allocate their resources and time. I hope it gave you the push you need to review kind of what's on your to-do list and what pieces, not just large projects, but what singular pieces can we delegate to somebody else. You need to do what works best for you, and what works for Jennifer may not work for you, but hopefully this sheds some light on how you can tackle these types of problems within your business. If you have ever wanted to pick my brain or get my eyes and ears on your business, Labs is the place to do it. We have monthly group coaching calls and a wide range of on-demand training specifically for product-based business owners. You can learn more at proof2product.com/labs. Thank you for listening until the end. I'll be back next week with a new episode.